terms? Terms that we have been hearing lately, and what do they really mean? There have been a lot of terms thrown out, and they're all getting confused. So this is your definitive guide. Not really, but this is an overview. Let's say an overview of these terms. First, deferred resignation. We probably heard the most about that. The deferred resignation was you quitting. That's it. That's all it is. And what goes along with quitting? Well, you quit and you leave and you don't get unemployment insurance, right? Unemployment pay at all. You quit and you go find another job. Now, in this one, in the deferred resignation, they happen to give you, 8 months until September 30th to be paid, and you don't have to come to work. So it's kind of you're volunteering to quit, but we'll pay you for a few months so you can go find something else, right? That worked for a lot of people. That worked great. Then there's fire. That's another thing that came up, right? You're fired. Well, who were fired? A lot of the probationary employees under a year or two of work, and they can just be fired because they're still in their probationary period. So getting rid of those federal employees, they're just fired. They're done. That's something different. Now, what about a VERA? VERA is a voluntary early retirement. So basically they're going to say, hey, we'll give you some extra money and you leave now and we'll give you a full retirement. Well, that was available to some people, not to others, but that was basically just retiring early and they'll give you a little extra piece, extra $25,000 as well. For some people. What is a buyout? Because that term was thrown around a lot. A buyout is not deferred resignation, is not a RIF, it's not a VERA, it's not any of those. A buyout is a bit different. Although people have been erroneously using that term buyout, they've used it very, very usually. Typically what a buyout is hey, we're gonna let you go. Who wants to go? And if you choose to go, we're going to give you a package. We're going to give you some money. We're going to give you so many days of pay or months of pay. There hasn't been a real buyout yet, right? There hasn't been the deferred resignation was not really a buyout. Because they're not just giving you a chunk of money. They said, we'll pay you over this amount of time, which is different, technically different. But a buyout is, who wants to go? We're going to give you some money and some benefits for you to go if you want to on a voluntary basis. Now, a RIF is also called a layoff. A layoff is, we're going to give you that package to go, but you don't have a choice. We're not taking volunteers here. You're leaving. You're going to leave. And we're going to give you so much severance. We're going to give you so many months of pay. We're going to give you maybe even healthcare, maybe not a lot of times, but every now and then they'll throw that in there. In fact, when Elon Musk talked, I saw a video of his from before the elections. He said, we're going to get rid of some agencies, but when you go, we're going to give you a package, maybe 2 years of employment for you to go enjoy. Now, will it really be 2 years? I don't know that it will. I think you may have been speaking facetiously or just generalities, but they'll give you some time if they do that. And then those are the terms. So a little bit longer video for this one, but it's important that you know the difference between the many terms that are out there and how they work on a basic level, so you can know, okay, if they say buyout, is it really a buyout or are they just speaking generally? And what are the implications if I take that buyout? Because more things are going to happen, right? More things are going to happen. Will it be a RIF / layoff? Will it be a buyout? Will they do VERA again? Will they do some more deferred resignations? Will they just fire? It depends. Be on the lookout. Make sure that you understand what each of these terms mean, because you don't want to take one and then realize, oh, what they're actually saying is it was something different. You want to be sure of the conditions. There you go.